This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. And then that leads into what I want to talk about today. So what I talked about last week and what I just recapped was, if you're good in sales, if you're a persuader, if you're a sales professional, you will have cancellations, right? So on one side, I'm saying that. Now this week, I'm going to say how to avoid buyer's remorse, which is where it's important. So I want you to have people who are changing their mind, right? In the middle of the night, they wake up and go, oh my gosh, did I want to do that? Should I do that? Does this make sense for me? And you're going to have that because it's human nature. Everyone experiences some level of buyer's remorse with most anything they buy that's of any type of value. And the challenge is that value is always relative, right? So say that you buy a watch, right? And this is an example I used in the book. And this is mostly from chapter 20 of the book. If you have Selling with Authentic Persuasion, you can read about this after the session. But imagine you want to buy a watch. It's a $100 watch. For some people, that's a big deal, right? A $100 watch is relative to their income, to their budget. That feels significant. And that's kind of a big deal. They might put some time into buying it. And then when they buy it, they might doubt it, right? They might have buyer's remorse. They might have these things that kick in. Even if they're excited about it, they're still like, oh man, that was a lot of money. For other people, $100 is significantly less of a big deal for them. And so they might not have much buyer's remorse. They could buy a $100 watch. I don't really like it. They set it aside. They never think about it again. And it's just a blip on the radar. So one of the things to keep in mind is it's always relative to the individual. You can't just say, well, because I sell Ferraris, if they're not happy, they're going to have some buyer's remorse, right? Some people might not, right? I sell Hondas. Nobody should really regret that because it's not really that expensive, but it's all relative to the customer, not to you and not to your company. So keep that in mind. Let's talk about why it happens. So one of it is the baggage. One of it is the experiences. One of the things in the past, if they had an experience where they bought a car and it went bad, now you're selling them a car, they are going to come with that, right? Just like when somebody has a bad experience in a relationship, their next relationship, their future relationship, they're going to be on the lookout for those same things that went bad, right? Could be money issues. They were dating someone who just spent lots of money, caused them to be broke, caused a lot of debt. Then they leave that person, they get into a new relationship, and now they're just hypersensitive. They're hyper worried, and they're scared that that's going to happen again. And now this new person gets to handle and be a part of what happened before, right? And so there's some of that that happens. The other reason that buyer's remorse happens is that people are afraid of making a mistake. I talk about this a lot when we cover the authentic persuasion pathway. Again, there's a bunch of those sessions. If you want to know where to start with those, you can always email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, or wherever you're watching this, you can just put a message in there. And then when I see that, I can reply back and send you a link for where to start with the authentic persuasion pathway. But the biggest key is understanding, again, you're taking someone who's in their comfort zone, you're moving them outside their comfort zone. That requires change. If it didn't require change, they would already buy it. It would already be in their comfort zone. It would already be something they have, own, buy. It's why a lot of people stick with the same brands, right? We're talking about cars. Somebody who's bought Fords, they continue to buy Fords. They feel like the Ford is in their comfort zone and it's not a huge stretch. Maybe buying from the same dealership, maybe buying from the same person. Now that's safely in their comfort zone, right? There's very little change and danger outside of that other than a new model. Some people just buy the same model over and over again. That person literally has low comfort for change and different things. And so they want to stick to what they know as much as possible. And they just want to continue with that. And so the thing is to realize that you helping them buy something requires change. In our primitive mind, change equals danger, and danger potentially leads to death. And we don't want that. So on an individual basis, change is scary. We don't want to do that, right? Eating at the Indian restaurant, you don't know. You never tried it before. At some level, scary. Might seem silly, especially in this day and age. Especially if you're watching this, it means you have internet access, which means you have some level of comfort. That's really probably meaning that most of your life and most of the world is not that dangerous. Definitely not as dangerous as that part of our mind wants us to think about, right? The part of our mind that thinks that something is out to get us, something is going to jump out of the shadows at any moment, right? When you go around a corner and you see a flash or a shadow, that part of our brain freaks out, right? there's really not much to be afraid of, but our brain is hardwired to look for danger to keep us alive. Fundamentally, it would rather think it sees five lions throughout the day and be wrong, but be safe, than not see the one real lion that's out there and then harm or death happens, right? So that's the thing to keep in mind, is our brain is looking at that. The other part in our brain that's really important, that drives a lot of the buyer's remorse that occurs, is the fact that we're a tribal society. We want to be a part of a group, whatever that is for you. It could be your family unit, be you and your friends, it could be your local community, it could be you at work, whatever that is, right? We don't have to say tribe like all 7 billion humans, but what is that tribe? Who is it that you want to be with, you want to be getting along with, and that part of you, consciously or subconsciously, is afraid of getting kicked out of that tribe, right? Back in the day, not even that long ago, if you mess things up for the tribe, then they would kick you out of the tribe, or they would leave you behind as they move on to the next spot, right? As nomads or changing with the seasons. In fact, if you read the book Sapiens, which I think I've mentioned several times here in these sessions, and I do in my training, there's a section in the book where it talks about even tribes as of right now, when he wrote that book, where if somebody is sick or making a lot of noise, they will literally leave them behind, sometimes tying them to a tree so they can't follow them, so that the wild animals or the enemies of that tribe will be attracted to that noise and everyone else is gone, right? That part in our brain is still there. Might sound silly when we're talking about sales, we're talking about business, we're talking about buyer's remorse, but that's what's driving that behavior. When someone wakes up at 2 a.m. in a cold sweat and says, "Damn it, I shouldn't have bought that. Or did I make a mistake? Or was that the right house to buy? Or is this going to be, you know, the best car? Did I get the right deal?" Part of it is not wanting to make a mistake internally, right? And the things that are going to affect survival. And then part of it is, did I make the wrong mistake? Are the kids going to go to the wrong school? And then are we going to look bad? Are they going to put, am I going to set them up for the best life possible? And am I going to fit in with the tribe? And all of these things, right? That's what happens in that moment for most people. It's not so much, I'm worried about my own survival, which is some of it, but it's mostly about, oh man, now I might look bad. I might make a mistake and people will laugh at me, poke fun at me. They ultimately, again, the survival part of our brain says, oh, it might just kick us out of the tribe.